your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We got to live together.
Remember we played this a few weeks ago? Why did we do that?
I love this song.
It was like for the same reason. It was,
you know, it was an MSNBC story.
MSNBC. That must be their favorite song. Different strokes for different folks. The white ones, black ones, red ones, the yellow ones. Who knew a breakfast cereal and a liberal media so-called news network would stimulate a deeper discussion of the racial divide that may or may not even exist in the same way they perceive it? Because we talked a little bit about vaccines going beyond politics, but also, you know, we're tinged with a little bit of the left-right Hegelian dialectic. Right. Because we talk about the left, you know, tending to worship institutions more than the right, although you could say the right worships the institutions of war more. Right? The Pentagon. But that's not even true because look at Obama.
No.
How many wars have we stopped? How much has been rolled back at the Pentagon and snooping and spying and NSAing and all of that stuff?
Drone strikes.
You know, right. The lines are really blurred, but the vision of the lefties at MSNBC not blurred to not see race. Everything they look at seems to be with the glasses that cause them to immediately see the difference in pigment of everyone. And how does this play itself out again? A tweet, MSNBC, whoever's behind it, is it Rachel Maddow? Is it Melissa Harris Perry again? Is it, I don't know, Chris, I got to chill up my spine, Matthews, because I love Obama
Ed
so much.
Schultz,
I
mean, who knows? I mean, yeah,
Ed Schultz, who would do? Who has control of it? I mean, these people are whacked out on race issues. And why do I say that? I mean, you could read this story here. They've already issued an apology, but evidently there was a Cheerios commercial. And I did see it, and it's an absolutely fantastic, heart-stringing, happy, light, funny, silly commercial. Now, we're not fans of Cheerios. I don't even know if they claim to be non-GMO or not. But
actually,
evidently,
I believe no. Listen, we talked about Grape Nuts. Grape Nuts
right?
Went non-GMO, and I believe Cheerios is doing the same thing.
Cheerios is claiming it as well. So that. But the thing is about this commercial, I remember seeing one earlier about this. I have no memory of that commercial except to say I remember it was a cute commercial. Now, this one comes out, and immediately they say this in the tweet. Maybe the right wing will hate it, but everyone else will go, aw. The adorable new hashtag Cheerios ad with a biracial family. You know, really? The thing is, when I saw that first commercial, all I thought was, hey, they did a good job on a commercial that pulls up the heartstrings.
You mean you didn't look at it and go, oh, look at the biracial family commercial?
No, I hadn't even had a thought about it. Now, I'm not saying that somebody didn't, but the thing is, it's interesting how the political left in the case represented by MSNBC would immediately go there and go, you right-wingers, you're going to hate it. It's like, I haven't met anybody that complained. I'm sure there's always somebody, but to say, well, all right, you know, this is where I get back to the issue of collectivism. Collectivism is killing our children, as we talk about in terms of vaccination. Last hour with Brian Hooker, we discussed this. But also on the issue of racial identity. Listen, I understand heritage. And also I understand we talk about this with Liam Sheff. We hope to have him join in a little bit later this hour. about the human species being a tribal species. We tend to, you know, kind of congregate in groups, although that's kind of been dismantled a bit as well. But it's nothing wrong with hanging out with groups you like to hang out with. But right now, if you're on the political left and you work for MSNBC, they're backtracking on it. But their immediate thought about this cute, this all-get-out commercial of them counting Cheerios and they're having another baby. The dad is telling the little girl, you're going to have a brother. And then she adds another Cheerio and says, we're going to add a puppy.
Right? Yeah.
And he says, something like you win. And then the cut to the mom is precious. I mean, these are good actors. Because the look is just, you immediately laugh. You go, oh, a puppy?
The mom is looking at the dad going, excuse me, we're getting a puppy?
Right. Yeah. Oh, it was so well done. I mean, listen, we're not advocating you eat Cheerios, even if it is non-GMO. But the point is, it's a commercial, and it's not about race. It just happens. And you know, the thing is, I perceive that the young people, the Generation Ys and the millennials, do not perceive race the same way that we might in a Gen X or even the baby boomers or beyond because of the times of the consciousness of those eras and years that they grew up and we grew up. Now, thankfully, I grew up in a relatively colorblind family because, you know, my mom was from Israel. My dad was from Brooklyn. You know, we were Jewish minority in different areas we lived. But it wasn't like there was never an issue. You know, I've said this many times. My best friend happens to be Jamaican. It isn't because he is Jamaican or isn't because he has more pigment or less pigment. It had nothing to do with it. We were friends because we were friends. We are friends.
Right.
They're like family. And so there's a transition that has occurred that seemingly the political left at MSNBC cannot stomach, cannot fathom, because it is the divide that drives them. It energizes them with a seething rage, even if they have to make it as though we're going to place it on you, because we look at everybody as a group, not as an individual. And even if we go to MLK things, which always gets controversial, you don't have enough pigment to talk about MLK. Well, you know, all right, go to work for MSNBC. The fact of the matter is, we talk about the content of the character, the skin. I mean, it's such an inconsequential thing in the big scheme of things. But that doesn't mean it's not I'm denouncing somebody who takes pride in their racial heritage. That's fine. And lift yourself up. Do what's right. Be a living example for your community, whatever you perceive that community to be. But I'd like us to be able to get beyond this. We are here. I perceive it to be so. And does it mean that everybody looks at everybody the same way? No. But they also make a mistake when they call everybody a racist who might simply be prejudiced, which, you know, the definition there is just you tend to prejudge people based on certain factors that you perceive or see. You know, you might look at somebody with a different skin tone than you, and you perceive something about them. That's not necessarily being racist. It's being a bigot or prejudice. Being a numbnut, I would call it. But in terms of racism, that's literally the belief in the inherent genetic superiority of one race over another. And even people that are prejudiced might not necessarily be racist. In fact, they're likely not. They might not have even had the thought of genetic superiority anymore, because that's so far. I mean, I don't even know those that are so prejudiced can spell genetic, because they're, like as I said, numbnuts in many ways.
Yeah. Well, listen, MSNBC, they mm-hmm. seem to be, I think in a lot of cases, when you hear about stories that are being covered that are dealing with racism, it's very common for those type of stories to come from MSNBC. They're railing against racism, that racism is prevalent and it's rampant and it's, you know, needs to be dealt with. We need to end racism. But quite often you see, and I, you know, this is my opinion, but from what I've seen, quite often you see the propagation of racism mm-hmm. coming from MSNBC. And Michelle Malkin, listen, give her props. She jumped on this and she started a campaign here called, on Twitter, hashtag My Right Wing Biracial Family. And a lot of people, what they did is they got on there, they took pictures of their family, and you see a lot of families here. You know, a Caucasian couple with an Asian child, a Caucasian wife and a African American man with a child of a different
nationality. It was amazing the pictures that were coming through, and they all happen to claim to be right wing and biracial. Fine. I don't really, why does the political, division have to be included in this? I say, let it go already. It's just like enough with the divisive racial collectivism. You know, why can't you just allow people to love each other as soul?
Well,
you know,
Robert,
I said the
listen,
soul is what's inside.
There's a saying, and it says, if you look hard enough, you'll find what you're looking for. And I think that's what MSNBC, really, they're stuck in this place where they are just so determined that there is just racism in everything that they will find something like this, and you can just see it in this tweet. There's obviously, whoever it was, the mystery person that had control of the MSNBC Twitter account, which they won't say here. They'll just say in the apology that they put out there, you know, they say, well, we're sorry that earlier this account tweeted an offensive line about the new Cheerios ad. We
deeply
regret it. It does not reflect the position of MSNBC. Baloney.
I want to know. Hey, let's see who it is. Stand behind your racial, you know, epithets in this case. I would call it that. And you know, one of the funniest of the tweets was a picture of a lesbian couple, a biracial lesbian couple that also happened to be right-wing conservative slash libertarian and not liberal lefty MSNBC. How do you explain that, huh, Rachel Maddow?
I know.
Why does it matter? Well, why does it matter to MSNBC? Why does it matter if you have a political orientation that's different? You happen to be biracial. I just don't. Maybe I'm out of touch here. Maybe I'm the one.
In my opinion, let's boil this down to a very, very core level here. You know, I have to admit something. I am biracial.
What?
I am biracial. Yeah. I have Scottish heritage, English heritage, and Italian heritage. So, therefore, I suppose I would be considered biracial, would I not?
No, because, listen, the pigment's not that significantly different. You know how it is? When they define it, it's only about the color of your skin more than anything else. And listen, chances are if you've got a lineage or heritage in America, much less if you've come over from Europe, like I have ancestry on both sides there, everybody's got a bit of mix in them at this point.
Everybody's biracial. Are they
not? It's human. It's human. Come on, man. Get with the human race, if you will.
Get over it.
All right. Listen, if we've offended you in any way, well, maybe you work for MSNBC. Call us. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Salt on Fox News. Ooh, that's got to be racist because salt is white. Well, no, not the kind of salt they're talking about.
Get the pepper, quick.
No, it's good salt. Well, really, we're going to talk about that. And Liam Sheff will be joining us soon, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Who are left, very left on the political spectrum, still might even identify themselves as Democrats. I don't identify myself as a Democrat, Republican, or even a Libertarian. You know, I've argued that withdrawing your consent is the only hope you have, that we all have to survive the coming governmental medical plague. It's happening. Look what they've done to the kids with vaccination, autism, etc. But I, you know, some of them know that I'm going on Fox News this weekend. And we are scheduled to be on Carol Alsa Healthy You. In fact, I've got Carol scheduled for tomorrow's broadcast to wrap up the week, as I'll be up in Atlanta visiting with mom for her 80th birthday party. And they're like, two in particular I can think of right now. Love them dearly, believe me. They're good people, but on the left-right political divide, they're still into it. And they say, oh, man, I can't believe you're going on Fox News. I'm like, well, listen, MSNBC didn't invite me. And I think they would be less likely to invite me. In fact, you know, we have been openly amazed. In fact, and I'll talk to Carol about it. I'm still openly amazed about the things that are happening at that level of media, Fox News. Now, say what you will about them, but Roger Ailes and that group over there have done a bang-up job of delivering a product that more people want to see. Again, this goes beyond politics. It's just let's go into ratings and numbers and say they are producing something that more people want to see. More than CNN, MSNBC, and is there another network out there that I forget about? All of them combined. You know, the cable news.
Well, yeah, that and Fox are the top three. And,
but Fox outpulls them all combined. And Carol Alt, now a friend of mine, has this show, and she's actually able to, in an uncensored manner, bring in good guests that would never see the light of day in the broadcast media at that level. And she hasn't been censored. And she tells me, we are airing the segments, and this one's going to be on allergies. We'll talk more about that. But I just say, you know, when they say, well, how come you couldn't go on MSNBC? They wouldn't invite me because the leftists in our culture, again, I don't hate the left. This is not about hate or anything. It's about just factually looking at this thing and going, these folks are actually more hoodwinked and transfixed and hypnotized by the pharmaceutical industrial complex than the so-called conservatives. And we saw that with the survey that we linked to in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. We talked about it last hour. 22% of those who are not vaccinating now tend to be more conservative. Only, I think, was it 12% were considered liberal, which is kind of counterintuitive based on the history of, you know, the liberal left that used to not trust the establishment, you know? Don't trust the man. But now they're the ones that are in the establishment and have become the establishment and really hate and despise you for saying no to the establishment, which is why they hate a lot of the so-called rhetoric. It's not reality of the Republicans for the most part, but the rhetoric that says we want less government, not more. And, of course, with more government, it's delivered, thanks to Henry Waxman, a holocaust, if you will, against children via injected toxic poisons and vaccines, leading to the autism epidemic. One of them, among many things, but primary among them, is that initial injection first thing when they come onto planet Earth. And so we got Fox News now doing another thing, going, we're scratching our heads and going, they did it again. They're actually covering a health story, and we're having to go, oh, yeah, we pretty much agree with them.
Okay, well, all right, good for you, Fox. Nice.
Here's the health story. And again, we are not coming at it from political perspective, but others are, like MSNBC, looking, everything is a racially tinged issue. Is sea salt healthier than table salt? Well, that is definitely a racial issue because salt is white, so it must be. No, but the fact is, the whiter the salt, the more dangerous it is. So maybe it's not racist, huh? Rachel Maddow? Right?
It's reverse racism.
Right.
Reverse racism.
Right, exactly. You hate whitey. That's what it is. No, we dislike pure white refined crack cocaine salt. Iodized table salt, we argue, is dangerous here. And they sort of get to it in this article. This expert, Pamela Peek, MD, MPH, FACP, nutritionist at Elements Behavioral Health and author of The Hunger Fix. She actually acknowledges that sea salt and crystal salts are healthier because why? They have mineral content. They're not processed to pull out all of those essential elements the way the white iodized table salt, that the only thing is left is sodium chloride. How long have we been saying that, Superdon?
Yeah, for a long, long time.
So unrefined salt, they acknowledge it's not pure white. And it can be off-white, pink, or even grayish, Atlantic or Celtic sea salt. And they're carrying an array of 74 to 84 trace elements that make the salt a healthy substance that you can ingest without increasing blood pressure, as long as you hydrate. How do we hydrate here? We go to Robert's Water. Robertswater.com for the Echo Ionizer, alkalized ionized structure, microcluster. Changes everything. The new machines are in. Seven large plates. Fully guaranteed for a lifetime, and it cleans itself with every use. Call Paul Bertiero. You can check it out, robertswater.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we'll be back with Liam Sheff talking about round spherical things that infidelity. What?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047. 844-1047.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlcaVision.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, hide the kids if you're not up for a frank discussion about human sexuality, relationships, and the tribal species that we are. Liam Sheff is back to explain, well, things that no one else explains, and certainly not in the ways that he explains it. He's the author of Official Stories. You know him, occasional fill-in host, co-host. He's an all-around great guy. Liam Sheff is back. Liam, my friend.
Hey, Big Fuzzy. What's up? What's up, bouncy buddy?
Big Fuzzy? What is that? I'm not. Well, you know, actually, we are
talking about something.
We are going to talk about some Big Fuzzies, and I said to hide the kids, so you cannot blame me. This is a real story out of the Telegraph in London. And it really goes right into in line with, Liam, a lot of your research recently, interestingly enough, that you've been talking about here on the air and you've been writing about your videos about it. Wow. I mean, they actually came out with this. It says large spherical objects unique to men indicate greater infidelity.
I don't remember saying that.
It didn't say that?
That's not what it says. May,
I got the Disney version here. You sent me the wrong version.
Oh, okay.
No, you didn't. All right. Your Liam, brain is censoring your mouth.
Is that right? What is it really telling us?
Licking.
What? No, that's not the story. We covered that story before. This actually does say large.
Do you think this lies? Do you think this lies that grew up with brothers?
Robert is afraid to say the word.
No, I'm going
to
say it right now.
All right.
Go ahead. Balls.
That's not what it says either. But
where's
the AC/DC song when you need it? Large testicles mean greater infidelity, research finds. A study by scientists at the University of Oslo found that larger testicles make less faithful couples. But they don't, Liam, they don't say anything about larger ovaries. I don't know what that means.
Well, who's going to tell you? Ma'am, I believe, let me squeeze you a little harder. I don't know. Did you just eat, or is that an ovary? Is that an ovary in your pocket?
I'm just wondering. I mentioned this to my wife earlier, and she's like, oh, yeah, men with more testosterone, oh, yeah. You know, it's like she called it a moment of duh. It's like, really? That's news?
Okay, so who has bigger testicles, a giant gorilla or a little chimpanzee?
It's been a while since I looked. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. So when you go to the answer, a giant gorilla weighs hundreds of pounds, many hundreds, for something like that. A chimpanzee weighs 120. So which has bigger testes?
Okay. Let's go with the gorilla. Are we right?
A gorilla's testicles are like little peas. Chimpanzee's testicles are like double grade A's. It's wangle. A gorilla's wangle is tiny, and a chimpanzee's is more like a Filipino male.
That was a trick question. That was a trick question.
So Liam, what you're saying is it's the opposite of what you would think. You would think the gorilla bigger, chimpanzee smaller, but you're saying it's the opposite when it comes
kidding. They're a lot of very healthy. And listen, I'm no show pony. I'm just right there in the middle. Anyway, what?
There I go, taking you seriously again. All right. Anyway,
he got you.
We had the other day. We had Richard Pearl playing a game of who's bigger with Robert.
You cannot imagine what Richard Pearl did on the air last Sunday when we were in Fort Lauderdale. Was that a Sunday show or a weekday show? I don't even remember. I think it was a weekday show, actually.
Friday. He was looking at your fingers, and he wouldn't stop talking about them.
The guy obsesses. He does. So what are we going to do?
Oh, well. He's been married a long time. Gorillas have tiny, tiny ones and tiny little egg sacs or sperm sacs. And a chimpanzee has a bigger, much bigger, weird-looking wangle and much bigger male egg sacs. You know what I'm saying? Sperm sacs.
Yes. Said it well.
Bigger than ours. Like egg size. Bigger than ours.
Okay.
So why do they have these big... So that's a sperm repository. And that means that the gorilla is, if you look at its size as an indicator of what it does, it will fight with other male gorillas with its heft and size.
Mm-hmm.
But chimpanzees will fight with sperm. In other words, one male partner will have many, many female partners. Oh, now you get it. Or let me put it another way. One female will invite the attention of many males whose sperm will fight inside her uterus, right? There are many, this is news, but there are different kinds of sperm that do different functions, that like have antibiotic functions on the other, that play kind of football with each other. So guys or animals or mammals or whatever you think we are that have a lot of seminiferous tubule to, you know, carry and produce sperm, that's their sports team right there. So a male human with a lot of testes, of course. But the joke is that all human males or almost all human males have very large testes compared to the monkeys and
the big gorilla,
very large apes,
right?
And most mammals.
Yeah, so this has been some of the research you've been pulling out in terms of, you've talked about humans as a tribal species. We've heard it talked in a political context. It takes a village to raise a child, but it's different than when it's brought out in a Hillary care kind of way to what you're uncovering and what you're reading about now.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I can't even look at the political world as having any real value. It's it's just some overgrown version of, I don't know, a bunch of priests in ancient Rome or something. I don't know what they're talking about. I guess I'm not that worried about it because this system runs down. This oil-soaked system that we live in doesn't really exist. It's been here for a very short period of time. The world that we live in now is only recognizable in the last 40 to 60 years, and people 60 years ago wouldn't really recognize the world today anyway. But people 6,000 years ago would have recognized the world, 4,000 years ago would have recognized the world, 2,000 years ago would have recognized the world, 1,000 years ago. So you can see that the rapid changes that we've gone through are all because of coal and oil, and when that goes away, we're going to still be the tribal species with relatively large testes. Which
I'm sorry, Liam, did you say colon oil?
That's what it sounded like. It did sound like
I don't know what
oil.
He was talking about. It was not
oil,
me. It was
oil.
Oil, like petrol oil. Okay, thank you.
I cook with colon oil every day.
That's like
heart healthy,
that's like
good for cholesterol. Yeah.
No more dog squeeze. Okay.
I didn't say colon oil.
By the way, if you read this, kids, I hope you're not listening now. Professor Bachman, who from the University of Oslo, he says male lions have huge balls. He does. He says it right there. This is science. All the females in the pride must have sex at the same time. When the female lions in the pride are in heat, he must mate with all of them every half hour for 3 days.
Holy cow.
No, that's why they're the king of the jungle. Listen to that.
Okay, so wow. you can see that the creative processes that make us, you know, arrange us differently. And if we're kind of built to have a lot of sex, we'll have what? Larger wankles on a relative scale and larger testes. And if we're built to have very little sex, like most animals don't have. People say you have sex like an animal. I'm quoting Christopher Ryan from his talks, his book Sex at Dawn. But he points out that if you people say you have sex like an animal, it means that you have sex like twice a year for about 3.5 seconds and then you run away. That's sex like an animal. We have sex like chimpanzees and bonobos. We have sex like bonobos chimps. We have sex much longer than bonobos chimps, actually. I mean, people make fun of male humans for being sort of quick, but you know, that 5 minutes is an order of magnitude longer than any other animal. And if you pace yourself, of course, you can go for hours.
Yeah, but Liam, every half hour for 3 days?
I did that once.
King of the jungle. He's king of the jungle.
I was 18 once, yes.
Listen, I don't know what they're teaching in school nowadays, but I mean, they used to actually teach biology, physiology. I don't know anymore, but we're certainly going to, you know, let this kind of information out for people to make, taking it out of the realm of we talk about politics and restrictive language because it's part of life itself. And I, you know, it's always a fascinating subject. The people who aren't fascinated by it are lying, I think.
Yeah, you lying liars and liars.
I didn't say obsessive. I just said not interested. I mean, this is part of humanity, and it's been suppressed to the point of looking at it like it's something, you know, that should be a taboo subject. Of course, we talk about a puritanical upbringing. I don't begrudge anybody their perspective. I'm in a happily hetero, monogamous, whatever.
Everybody's pants are by their knees right now. Just let the show happen.
I can't stop it at this point, so I'm not even
we're
trying.
We're talking sex, everybody. It's daytime. We haven't used the dirty words, and we're just saying that Robert's saying if you can't be with the one, what are you saying, Robert? Go ahead.
I'm saying, listen, wherever you are out there, I respect you. It's fine. But we're going to talk about this stuff because that's what this show has always been about, being able to talk about things in health, in religion, in politics, in spirituality, in economics. Without censorship, not purposefully to offend or whatever,
Carol
but
Hall.
We let you know. What? Carol Hall, yeah.
Somebody had a little brush with, speaking of sexy, somebody had a little brush with a certain Carol Hall recently.
It's a healthy you with Carol Hall, not a sexy you with Carol Hall. Although health is sexy.
No.
Good health, sexy. But
if you take this analogy further and you look at mammals, the very few that have these very large, but, you know, relatively male egg sacs. These are the animals that have a lot of sex, and they're highly sexual. And if you wonder why there's so many rules that restrict us, you'd have to say it's because we're probably afraid of being what we are, which is a very sexual species that enjoys many pairings through life and doesn't get that hung up on these ownership things like jealousy and hatred and rage and blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of that stems from a religious, brainwashed morality sense of things, isn't it?
But Liam went deeper on that one because he said in his the studies, he said it was about property, it was about farming. He was taking it out of a hunting-gathering society and going into a place where you plop down on your land and you said, this is ours, now we need to control and restrict.
Yes. And we're
yes.
out of break.
And we're out of break, everybody. No, don't smoke a cigarette. We're not done yet. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. One more segment. Hey, if you're going to watch the game, do you want your beer delivered to you by drone? Well, it might not be an option that you have if the FAA has anything to say about it. We'll be back with Liam Sheff after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I gotta open the window. Just a second. All right. No! I said organic, non-alcoholic beer. Take it back. There's that drone. It's going.
What are you doing? Well,
I was getting... I ordered some beer. Organic, non-alcoholic beer. It was a drone outside the window. They brought the wrong kind. I sent them back. So it's not gonna work. Because it ran out of fuel. It's just crashed in the backyard. Well, the FAA may not want you to get your beer by drone, but if you're ice fishing... I think it's far safer than driving the big beer truck out to the middle of the lake. Could fall through. Liam, do you think, you know, it's always a little nerve-wracking to talk about these subjects so frankly and directly, but again, we're reporting the science. If we can call it, was that science or is that sci-fiantism, what we were just reporting about large dance parties? Oh, you said it. Go ahead. Yeah.
Cinderella went to the ball.
Exactly. We were trying to get AC/DC's song, but we couldn't get it in time. So
It was Ixnay.
Did we? You did, I know, but I'm thinking a lot of people out there are Ixnaying the Robert Scavell show. Oh my! How dare you talk about this? How dare you?
Yeah. Hold on. Wait a second. What do you really think? Well, the good Lord made our sexual parts never to be spoken about. The good Lord made bits of ourselves to be regarded in shame forever and ever. Okay. This is what we are. We have a shape. We have a form. We have a function. We're a sexual creature. Why everybody likes to think about sex. Everybody likes to talk about sex. Everybody like, most
are
people
you,
like
are, you, are you generalizing?
Yeah.
Okay. Just
yeah.
We got that out of
it. Yeah. So
honest.
Most people enjoy this process of flirting, getting to know somebody, and then they go, well, you know what? I really like you, so let me bind you up in this way and get the government involved, and now we own each other. Wait a second. Hold on a second. You didn't fall in love or whatever you think you are in with each other because you owned each other. You liked each other because you excited each other's mind and imagination. So there are a lot of ways to go about this thing called life. And I think some of the more reasonable arguments point to history, long-term history, hundreds of thousands of years of being human, which say that we're a multi-husband, multi-wife species, non-monogamous over a lifetime, that raised children in groups, in tribes, rather than slavishly binding people into little nuclear disasters where they have no support, no help. They go crazy. They have to perform 100 different functions for each other, you know, be each other's best friend. Doctor, nurse, surgeon, cook, therapist.
Well, Liam, at least half of them don't succeed. I think that's right now. I mean, you know, even
more
if you went
half.
In with the right intention, more than half don't.
No, divorce is like, what is the divorce rate?
Is it 57%?
Yeah.
I mean, listen,
you know what it is?
I got married without the government involvement. I'm one of the weird ones. You know, I just entered into a contract, a covenant with my wife. You know, we said we're doing it. We're not having the government involved. This is the reasons why, and you know, we're doing our thing. I've always called for the separation of marriage and state, but yet everybody wants in on it. You want to marry the same sex or different sex? What everybody? Why do you want in on that institution? Is it all that great? Can we survive without it? I'm just asking.
Well, the institution of marriage really only existed as a concept of romantic monogamy for the last very short period of time, and I mean decades. And everybody knows that since the 50s, nobody's ever had an affair.
Well, in France, of course, it's built into the institution, is it not?
Oh, in Sweden, because you just don't care that much, because why should you? You don't own somebody. You're happy that they have a life. You're happy that you're best friends, or that you built a house with kids together. You don't expect everything of everybody, and you don't murder your romantic soul when you get married, because you go, yeah, it's fine, you know, whatever. You have your little friend here, your little friend there, and you have your responsibility in the house.
You know, you're upsetting the fabric of Western society right now. I mean, I don't mind talking.
No, I'm not. The fabric of Western society existed exactly the way that I'm talking about for 2,000 years. There's no middle age. Marriage was regarded through the Middle Ages, through, you know, only until Victorian England, and everybody was a syphilitic hypocrite then. Monogamy was not regarded as sexual monogamy. It was that you had one marriage, and marriage meant you raised kids and paid the taxes and cooked for the kids and all that kind of stuff. But sex was sort of separate. Like, you know, people had friends. And they had other relations from time to time.
Yeah, Leah, you got to understand that where you're going is you know, vibrating at a level that people are going, ooh, I'm not so sure about this. You know, I just feel that out there.
Yeah, I know. But
We'll continue to talk about it. That's what we do here on the Robert Scavell Show. We don't shy away from these things, and I appreciate your research into that and letting us know. Thank you to Brian Hooker for coming on talking about the autism issue, and thank you to Super Don. We'll be back tomorrow with Carol Alt heading into the Fox News Sunday. No, not the Super Bowl. A healthy you with RSB. The power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.